Are you ready, Tyler?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Would you like to pour me to pour you some Crognola Toscana?
No, thank you.
You drink wine rather loudly.
Yeah.
He drinks it like a bug.
I'm sure it's like, I got it from my realtor, so I'm sure it's like $10 or something.
Well, because my realtor, I was telling you, gave me $150 in gift certificates.
Oh, yeah. I got a hammer and some stuff from the dollar store for mine. Anyway,
no hash hash, no heroin.
She gave you wine and a hammer.
Yep. And hey, what have I told you about burping?
We're recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh shit,
we are on.
I'm sorry then.
We got a wine opener too.
101.
101.
That's so we've
a prime number.
We've turned a new leaf.
Is that a prime number?
There are things that we used to do in the show that we will no longer do again.
Is it a prime number?
I don't even know what a prime number is.
Prime number is...
dividing by...
They're very prime.
You can only divide by one in itself.
Yep.
Mm.
So is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
This is boring.
Prime number!
No hash hash. No heroin.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. It's a podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
This is Radio 109 WHM and coming live to you from Evil. It's DJ No Cider. That's horrible. I'm Andy. This is episode.
That was awful.
Sorry.
We can start it again.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
No, we can't.
I'll turn you on.
Too late.
Yeah, that was bad. This is the Evil Podcast. I'm Andy. There's Craig. Hi, Craig.
Yep. And there's Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
So
here we are.
Yeah, I was.
DJ No Cider.
Yeah. That's a good name, though, DJ No Cider.
Now, have you heard of guerrilla gardening?
Gardening?
Gorilla gardening.
Let me guess what it is. I never heard of it. It's you go into your neighbor's or some stranger's lot and you do gardening and then you run away.
You run away really quickly.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you go.
But I think people do it with like empty lots and stuff where they can grow food for like homeless people and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we had a form of guerrilla gardening going across the street here. Me and my roommate, T.
Mm-hmm. TJ.
TJ.
Friend of the show.
Noticed a gardening consultant across the way giving advice to the older gentleman.
An actual gardening consultant?
I don't know, but we both noticed that she looked extremely good in her Lululemon pants.
Mm.
And so, I mean, it was absolutely engaging. We couldn't hear
anything. Why are they walking around with Lululemon pants anyway? Are they doing yoga in the middle of the street?
Who's they?
They, the people who do.
The people who wear the pants?
The gardeners?
Yeah.
With the yoga pants?
Yeah. I never got that, but...
She was, and I tell you why, I figured out what it was, is because constantly circling this house in this neighborhood are gangs of senior citizens.
Yeah.
Who, of course, like to peer into your house and mind anybody's business but their own.
Oh, really?
So every once in a while, a young lass will show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Me and Terrace we stopped what we were doing immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Just watched her give this old man some sort of advice on his garden.
Yep.
At which point... it finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed my neighbors have some gardening because they're retired people, it looks like. And I spent 40 minutes with my push lawnmower.
Ooh, how does it work?
It's working okay.
Does it take a lot of work to do it?
Nah, now that I have it, if I cut it like twice a week, it doesn't take
good.
That long.
So you're feeling good about your investment?
Yeah, in it's all right.
Non-gasoline more?
Alex said I'm spending too much time with the lawn already. I mowed
instead
it
of who?
Three.
Her?
Yeah, I guess so. She's like, you're a slave under your lawn. I'm getting you an electrical. I'm like, you can wait till next year at least because it's not. But yeah, I noticed...
It doesn't get it done any quicker.
I think I was cooking breakfast, like late breakfast, because like we're on vacation, both me and her. And I was like two guys stopping at the neighbor's in a pickup, and they had like two lawnmowers mowed the neighbor's lawn and like weed whacked it like in like 10 minutes, and then they were out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I spend like 40 minutes on mine.
There's a scene, like there's a team of, it's not important that they're Vietnamese, except that they're really fast and they kind of wear Vietnamese clothing.
Okay. These people didn't look Vietnamese. They could have been, I guess. Huh. They were not white. I saw that much because I'm that much of a racist, at least. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Okay. I don't know if they were white or anyway, the Vietnamese, they have a lot.
Anyways, they're fast. I mean, they're no nonsense. They just zip around here like crazy. I mean, it's a hard way to make a living, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what you pay for like them to come twice a week.
To me, it's just like... Like twice a week?
I'd imagine you probably pay them like guaranteed an hour's worth of labor or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it costs you more than 100 a month.
Mm.
Oh yeah, more than that.
Probably 150.
A month only?
That's I'd not imagine
too bad.
300?
I would assume like 100 a month.
Like $20 a time they come out, right?
No, only more than that.
No, more than that if there's two people.
Okay, then that's well over 150 a month then.
I would say 100 a week probably. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's like a car payment.
That is
substantial. Like my that's but half my mortgage payment every month.
Yeah.
People are lazy.
Mortgage man. Mortgage man Andy.
Mhm. Yeah, now it's the mortgage podcast. We all have mortgages. Drinking wine like old men.
I'm trying to get rid of my mortgage. Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, I know you've been plotting too.
Only problem is I have to knock my house down, and I need to,
I don't think you told me your plot on the podcast, so you can tell what are you planning to
do. Oh, all right. So
Craig has a corner lot.
I got a corner lot. It's big enough. The rules say that the city rules say that you can subdivide your lot, and then do whatever the heck you want. So
right.
I would have title to both lots, and I could technically sell one or both of them.
Yeah.
And then pay off my house and then have some money to buy another house, which I'm thinking of going to Vancouver, actually.
Yeah, I know you told me that. Yeah.
Anyways, that's it. The only problem is that I have to knock the house down.
Yeah.
To do it.
Seems like a lot of work. And then the other problem is...
I'm not knocking it down.
No, I know, but still, where are you going to
live? Your neighbors can actually stop that from happening.
No, they can't.
They can.
Nope.
I just got an email a thing through the mail that was saying that one of my neighbors is putting an extension on their house.
That's different.
And you can, like...
There's no appeals for subdivisions. Nope. None.
Why
that,
would you?
That stuff, when it's permits, like building permits and that, and like height and that stuff,
I guess. But you can split it up, and then once they try to build on it, then those people get stopped.
Mm-hmm. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
I'm putting in a backflow valve in my drainage. They can't stop that, can they?
They will, though.
I would.
They got a good commercial on TV. What's a backflow drain?
Backflow valve.
Valve.
Yeah, because in our neighborhood, actually, the guy told me, I don't know if it's the same here, but the poop drainage and the storm drain is the same in where I live.
Well, sewer backup can happen, I guess, when there's storms. Well, I mean...
I don't know.
Okay, but storm drain is water. So it's just water going into where the...
Yeah, but if there's a big storm, if it's combined, you might get poop water into your...
Poop house. Storm.
Yeah. Anyway, a backflow valve is basically a valve, like if it backs up, there's a valve that stops it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a lovely image.
Yeah. $2,000 though.
What?
Yeah. Because he has
And you're getting yours in?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's those little dinky things, right? That just kind of... Get you as a homeowner that you never think
about. Yeah, but there used to be a backflow valve, but it like our drainage have never like flooded or anything because the guy said like this house was built in the 60s and by the looks of it, it hasn't been opened since. So
okay.
So the backflow valve had rusted shut, like rusted and like deteriorated basically. So
That's the kind of sweet thing that you learn to do yourself.
Put in, okay.
Get yourself a jackhammer and start tearing up that basement.
Well, because the thing is, yeah, exactly. I got to get a jackhammer.
That's a nightmare.
I think I'd rather pay $2,000 and not do it myself.
I think at one point I'm going to have to rent a jackhammer to drill out the elbow into my drain in this basement to do it myself.
Do you have like an old like Eastrogs thingy coming into? Because back in the day they came into the house and then drained into the house. I don't know. Go figure.
Mine's got the old cast iron piping, and it hasn't been changed to the new plastic stuff.
Yeah, mine either.
And so the cast iron is actually rusted through.
Oh, okay. Well, our cast iron is fine. Because the guy like, oh, you should like get like a new plastic line that's going to be like $7,000. We're like,
yeah.
Well, I think our listeners on the edge of their seats right now.
Yeah, this is so house buying podcast.
Yep.
Anyway,
buy a house, it'll be expensive, and you'll get unexpected stuff, but it's pretty good.
Or you could buy a house, be like Tyler, and just buy guitars.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar. So you bought your new guitar from Heavy Metal Man.
From industrial music.
Former waiter of Daddy-O.
He said he was the owner, or like the manager or something.
That's but, different, but...
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Similar.
Yeah. I don't know.
He was from Daddy-O's guy.
Okay.
He's a sound engineer. Gave me his business card.
Huh. Did he go to the Tragically Hip concert?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Huh.
He doesn't strike me as the Tragically Hip type. But you do.
And I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about that in episode 99, I think.
Did we not? A lot about it.
Yeah, because
well, how could we?
You paid $1,000 for the tickets or something like that.
$350 American or something like that.
For two of them.
Yeah.
Right. You know what, Craig? If somebody 100 years from now wanted to go to the Tragically Hip concert, they'd say that, Craig.
Holy fucking.
Sorry. I almost smashed your glass.
Ah, you broke my
I
joke.
Broke your flow. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if somebody 100 years from now wanted to go to the Tragically Hip concert and they looked back and they said, man, that Craig, he was ahead by a century.
Yeah. Mm. And the Tragically Hip guy is dead because he has AIDS. Yeah. Cancer.
AIDS cancer?
He's not dead yet.
I know.
Oh, you mean in the future?
In
the future.
But you will be too. Yeah.
We will all be.
In the future, we'll all be dead.
Yeah.
It's a soundbite from Craig Cardboard.
Guaranteed.
Killer
whale. So, anyways, so the show, the lead up to the show.
Okay, hold on.
So, okay,
did you go on your own?
Well, I know. I had two tickets. So, like, who am I going to go with?
Yeah.
Who has earned the right to go with me? Or even earn the right to pay me money for the ticket.
I know you wanted me to go, but I couldn't.
My dad. No, my dad was not the right guy to take to this. So my buddy Kevin happened to be in town, and I think we've gone to a hip show before.
Right.
He's a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, here's a ticket for you. I wasn't even going to charge him because he's from Vancouver, and if I go and search for a house there, I may need somewhere to stay for a little while. So it was kind of a tit for tat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nope. You got okay. I can give you money for the ticket, or I can take care of this because we were at Beer Revolution having some beers. He's like, I can take care of this bill tonight.
Yeah,
take care of the meal on the concert and buy all the beers and the concert T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And
seems like almost more money
when we go out after. I was like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So we had an awesome night, and his girlfriend.
It's a concert tickets. A concert T-shirt is usually
it's like $40.
Yeah.
$40 is down in my laundry room right now.
Oh, sweet.
It's a black shirt, so it picks up every little
bob
every
hair.
Little bob
hair on there, dog hair. Yeah. And so his girlfriend
stayed
copied him and decided that she wanted a ticket with her friend. So she came and
so she had tickets.
Oh. But she got tickets afterwards for
and Craig had a blind date.
When?
I don't know, with the friend.
No.
No?
No. No, no, no.
All right, see.
So that was... anyways, the show was... The
Tragically
show was great.
Hip.
The show was great. It was really good. What else can I say? There's going to be a live broadcast of their last show in Kingston on the 20th of August, I think.
Mm.
So... I could have not gone to the show and just watched the TV special.
You could have, but you didn't. What fun would that be?
Tyler, what do you have?
What do I have?
Not boring about house.
Florida Man?
No, but I have something similar to Florida Man.
Ooh.
Well, I have a couple of things, actually.
Yeah, there was no... I wasn't able to find an actual Florida Man thing. Well, I didn't try. But I do have, once it loads on my awesomely slow telephone device.
It's that new case you got for it.
I know. This is terrible, terrible radio.
Anyway, have you guys been playing Pokemon Go?
No, now that I kind of get it, I kind of understand it, but...
It sounds kind of boring.
You just chase, like, imaginary goblins.
And then you don't do anything.
Hey, did you ever play the Pokemon game originally?
No, I never had a Game Boy.
I can't play the Pokemon game because my phone's too old.
Ah.
But otherwise I would.
You can play it on my phone if you want.
Does Pokemon have a theme? Like a theme song?
Probably. The TV show did.
Yeah. It was like this. Pokemon.
I don't think so.
Arigato.
Right. Pretty easy to remember, right?
Yeah.
Pretty easy to remember.
Yeah. And slightly racist.
Yeah.
You wouldn't ever change the lyrics of that song, would you? That Pokemon song.
Depends if I was selling something. Buy a BMW. I don't know what.
That's nice. That's very catchy.
Yeah.
But you have a story about... Did you find Florida Man?
I found my thing.
Okay, go.
It's not Florida Man.
Pokemon?
It's Toronto Man.
Yay!
Ooh.
Or Toronto Mannequin.
Whoops.
Toronto cops respond to gun call, find a Terminator mannequin. The caller reported that she was walking or taking out the trash behind her building when she described...
He said he wasn't there when they got there, but he said he'll be back.
What are you doing?
Said the caller reported she was taking out the trash behind her building when she located the suspect, who she described as white with a bloody face, standing at 6'2", tall, in his 20s, and wearing a black jacket. I'll be back, he said, and surely he meant it.
Ah, see?
Yep. I guess, so there was a mannequin that was in some lady's alley, so she phoned the cops because he had a gun.
Wait, but there was a mannequin?
Yes.
With a gun.
With a gun.
Weird.
What kind of a gun?
It
wasn't a real gun.
No.
It was a mannequin gun.
It was a mannequin gun.
Remember that movie Mannequin?
No.
And Mannequin 2?
No. I don't.
It's so stupid. I don't. This guy falls in love with a mannequin in a New York store window, and then she comes to life.
Oh. Okay. Kind of like Splash, but dumber.
Yeah, pretty much.
But unlike our neighbors to the south, no shots were fired at this man. It said that she tried to talk to it, but he wouldn't respond. So she phoned the police.
She would have felt much safer if she had a gun with her when she took out the garbage every time.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viva la revolution.
Viva la revolution.
Yeah.
Grim Fandango.
Vote Trump.
Anyway, speaking of gun stuff and stuff that happens after gun stuff.
That's Andy? Not at all what I had.
That's true. It's related to that.
Tell us about your gun stuff.
No, I wanted to talk about the tenors at the MLB All-Star Game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the biggest non-story of the year that got to be a story for some reason.
Because it's summer.
Yeah, news drought. So for people who don't know, the
Black Lives Matter.
Baseball All-Star Game was in, where was it,
San Diego.
San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the Canadian group, the Tenors, sang O Canada, which happens to be the national anthem of Canada.
I didn't even know that they were Canadian.
I didn't know. I didn't know they existed.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly, but like he changed the lyrics. It was not like in All Thy Sons Command, he sang like all lives matters to the great one or something dumb like that.
Right?
Yeah. It was something like that. I don't know how he knows there's a great one, but I guess he has.
Gretzky.
Oh, yeah. I thought he meant God. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, he went with Gretzky.
Yeah. And of course, people threw a shit fit because it was a national anthem and it was disrespectful and he should be put on trial and he should be put to death. And
death.
Stuff. Well, there's always
people. I'm not sure that's anybody was asking for death.
In theory, that's only half of the problem.
Well, what was the other problem?
The other half has to do with the fact that...
He didn't say Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, I agree with that because like it's Black Lives Matter. Like, you don't have to change it. Everybody knows
all lives matter. Right now, there's the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And then there's the All Lives Matter, which are the white people
and they
that
can
think
fuck
it's offensive
off.
That the black guys blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
and
blah,
they
blah.
Can fuck off. Because they're wrong.
Did you see...
Who's wrong? Be clear on this,
the white people are wrong.
Yes.
The All Lives Matter people. Did you see... There is another part to that that involved... because of all the people shooting the police officers in the States. that somebody started a hashtag blue life, saying lives blue lives matter. Matter.
They can also fuck off.
And a bunch of black people started using the thing, the hashtag all jobs matter. And then all the, and then all the white people took offense to the all jobs matter thing. And they're like,
my job matters.
Just rolling around in the irony on this thing.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically white people can fuck off.
Yeah. White people suck. Yeah,
except for me. Mm. I'm pretty awesome.
I don't know that, that if it ain't white, it ain't right t-shirt.
Anyways, what's more funny is that the guy is now kicked out of the group.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they can fuck off too. The other group.
The other two?
And he can fuck off. All of them can fuck off. Like, come on.
Oh, they sing. Their music is a little bit dramatic. Let's just admit
here. But I mean, come on. It's not a big deal. They're words. It's words. It doesn't matter.
He broke the trust of the group, Andy.
Yeah, he did.
That's like you coming in here and not telling the story.
Yeah, exactly.
No, wait. Changing the story.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like Andy coming in here and changing all of the songs that we have and then not telling us.
Or turning down our mic volumes deliberately so he sounds louder and more important.
So I can talk.
Which he does already. And we know about it.
The first thing we do during the break is scorn him from having pizza, which we usually enjoy during the break.
Yep.
That'd be the first sign. And then some quiet, you need to go on some quiet reflection. Yeah.
The funniest reaction was actually at where I, not in my office, but a person that works for the same work as I do. She's like, disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, good God. So I told her like, can't remember what the question was. I said, I really don't care. For all I care, I said, you can come home and burn a Swedish flag in front of my front door. I don't care. Yeah. She's like, you're not very patriotic. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Actually, that's freedom of expression.
Yeah, exactly. And I told her, no, I'm not.
In some countries, it is technically
I'm not
illegal.
Very patriotic because in my experience, the less patriotic a society is, the better the society is. The more patriotic you are, the more shittier society is.
Well, you know what?
And then, like, when I went out, like, she was talking to another coworker. She's like, that's what's wrong with society today, because everything is okay. And then she left, and I went to the other lady, who's kind of my friend, and I'm said, like,
what is she angry about?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, some people would say, like, what's wrong with our society today is, like, we're an inherently racist society.
She's angry
like,
that everything is
the
okay.
Money rules society. The poor gets poorer, the rich gets richer. But sure, that's the problem today. People are changing the lyrics of O Canada. That's what's wrong with society today. Just thought that was a funny reaction. Just,
if I ever say that in my life, that's what's wrong with society. Actually, it's too late because I've already said the thing that set up the thing. So interrupt it.
Well, if you say what's wrong with society and you have a valid point, I will listen to you. But if you say like that's what's wrong with society today, people are changing the words to "Oh Canada," and that's what making society go down
really,
the drain.
What she should, what
like
she should,
the society wasn't good
well,
enough.
What
to
she
start
sh-
with
what
them.
She should pay attention to is just, I mean, let's identify the mumblers of the national anthem. If you just turn off the singer of the national anthem, you would just hear people going, we're the quietest anthem singers, which I like. We don't get up in arms and
you're
like...
You're not more quiet than the Swedes, I think.
We got to be close.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They just sort of wiggle back and forth.
Like Norway
Andy,
is the only country I know who hasn't adapted to playing the national anthem in like before every goddamn sports event. I don't know how...
Do they do that in Sweden now?
They do that in Sweden, and I don't know why. What's the correlation between singing the national anthem and having a sports event?
Actually, there's zero. Yeah. That's true.
Okay, I get it if it's Team Sweden versus Team Canada. Sure. But if
but before
it,
hockey, yeah, it doesn't make any sense, really.
If it's like Brynäs versus, if it's like Edmonton versus another bumfuck town. Well, Edmonton isn't a bumfuck town.
Winnipeg.
I never, well, yeah, like second division.
Not a bumfuck town.
Whatever. Like, Edmonton is playing Calgary. Let's play the national anthem
because
this is so important.
All of this goes back to the early 1900s
and
the U.S. and sports being... like an equivalent to going to war. So you show your patriotism.
I don't
by
think
playing
that's
music
what it
before
is.
You go to, it is with like football.
Well, look, all the metaphors
football
in politics come from football.
Yeah, which is extremely military in its structure.
That's the downside with baseball if you're watching like a major league thingy. Because usually I like baseball, but they sing the national anthem. And then in the seventh inning stretch, they have to fucking squeeze in God Bless America too.
but only for some places.
At the end of his stupid political speeches too. God bless America.
Yeah.
Exactly. God bless everyone. And God.
Yeah.
Why?
Because... Actually, like the Swedish foreign minister after the Paris thing happened.
Yeah.
She actually didn't say our thoughts and prayers are with you. She says our thoughts and sympathies are with you.
And forget the thoughts and prayers, which are useless.
Yeah,
they exactly. don't work.
Take away them guns.
That is just the required statement to say.
Yeah.
Now, what if you did that differently with a friend who said, I'm cooking a pot roast tonight. My thoughts and prayers are with you as exactly. you prepare this elaborate dish.
Yep.
If you let us know when you're going.
You've got to co-opt it and use it differently.
If you let us know when you're going out with someone, we can send you our thoughts
can
and prayers.
Can you do that, please? Yeah.
I'm going to clean my East Rocks tomorrow, Craig.
My thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
I'm with you. May God bless your ladder.
Do you want to be a spotter as well? Because you could use
spotters.
One of those.
You don't need two spotters. And yeah. Actually, they have
Alex wanted me to wear a helmet.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to go looking for a helmet for him so that he can climb up the ladder.
Now, Roomba, you know the vacuum robot people?
Yes. Yeah.
They have an Eavesdrop robot.
I think you showed us
that
like
you told,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, because Alex was talking about that because you had mentioned it to her, I think.
It just spazzes through the whole Eavesdrop and just throws the stuff into the air everywhere.
Yeah.
I just can't, I don't know.
Isn't it like
$100 if it was $5, I'd put it, it's like $250 or something. Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty hefty.
But then
that.
You need one on each side, right?
No, you have to get
it
on
goes
the ladder
down.
To put it up,
yeah.
Oh.
And then get on the ladder on the other end to just
okay.
shoot it off in the other
you
direction.
You can just like buy a wand for your host, too.
You could.
For your...
Yeah.
Whatever. No, but yesterday when Tyler helped me buy the ladder, we also bought the wasp thingy to
How
kill
How do you
a...
choose a ladder? Like, that's
it
a
was
purchase
on
I've never made.
Tyler
it's,
is...
It's a ladder sale.
Tyler's thrifty jeans kicked in and told me because it was $120
well,
savings or
no,
something.
No, it's because I was trying to get Andy to sign up to
I
the,
did.
You did now.
I did now.
You bitched about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you have to sign up for the newsletter thing.
For Canadian
Tire. Canadian Tire sends you their advanced promo thing. You look at it, find the cheap
Come
thing that
on.
You want,
what
and then go get it.
Tell me about the people in the world who are waiting for a ladder sale.
Well,
I was.
Maybe you.
Would you rather spend $100 on a ladder or $300 on the same ladder?
I wish they would just not make this fake sale because I can't imagine they ever sell it for $300.
They probably do.
I don't know.
I only had like four ladders on sale at that store, so.
Ladders are getting gobbled up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, no, I meant like in general, there was only like four or five different types of ladders.
I got one now.
It's the ladder.
Well, anyway.
Kajonomy.
So Tyler was with me at Canadian Tire, helped me buy the ladder.
Yeah, ladders.
Yeah, and then we got home, and because
last
episode.
Did you have to put it together?
No. But last episode, I told you about my wasp nest. So we also got some radar spray to go up on the ladder and shoot them. And Alex was like, I'm not responsible if you get injured, blah, blah, blah. Because she had visions of me getting stung by bees and falling down the ladder.
But why would she worry about being responsible? I know she's of the...
She just, yeah.
And
she
he had
just,
to sign a waiver before he climbed on the ladder.
She just
that
said
she
that.
She isn't responsible.
She just had, like, got a panic attack, like, of me falling down the ladder onto Tyler's head or something like that. And so we went out, like, sprayed the wasp, and just came back in and found Alex in front of the TV stress-eating chips. But she's okay.
Andy was also dressed up like the Michelin Man, wearing like four layers of clothes.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't.
My dad did this actually.
I had a windbreaker and a pair of jeans on. That's what I.
My Tyler dad was wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Did you spray it at night? By the way.
Yeah, it was like what 8 or 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it was like spray dust. It at night, right?
Yeah.
And then actually, the next move is to knock it off into a bucket of hot water.
Oh okay. Well, I said to wait 48 hours.
To really kill him dead.
I was saying that my stepdad actually suggested that you climb up on your ladder.
Yep.
You take a garbage bag.
Oh, yeah.
You wrap a garbage bag around
it. That too.
And then just tie off the garbage bag.
But it's like 20 foot up in the air.
But I didn't. Yeah. And I wasn't going to climb 20 feet in the air.
No.
Right beside a wasp nest and put a garbage bag
I think you do all three of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal. No one was injured.
Nope. No one was injured. Except for
we
the wasps.
Survived.
The wasp or
some
wasps. Of them,
and then played guitar.
Yep.
Hmm.
Tyler
Adventures
knows
in house making.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
Anyway, that was the rant show.
Well, yeah. Oh, the other big rant thing, oh. Andy.
Yep.
Our Olympic ceremony thing from last night. The guy from Tonga with the no shirt and all that oil, was quite a thing in terms of like people talking about him on social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I thought you were going to say I was ranting because they didn't show Sweden.
Because they missed it during the commercial break, Craig.
They didn't show Sweden's athletes?
No.
Somebody saw them.
Yeah. Oh, we missed Sweden.
And they had like clothing designed by H&M made out of plastic bottles, apparently.
Ooh.
Their clothing? Something,
yeah.
And then all the athletes right planted a...
No, that's the song I'm queuing up for the outro.
Oh, nice.
All of the athletes planted trees.
Yeah, I saw that. They planted a seed and then...
And then shot off confetti built from the trees that they're planting.
How did they find confetti trees?
It's Brazil.
I've never heard of confetti trees.
Somewhere in the Amazon, there's a confetti tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they just planted trees and then the confetti was separate. Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. But the confetti was green, which was confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, go Olympics.
Take us out, Andy. Why is there Swedish hockey players on your phone?
It's on some compilation album.
Jock Jams?
Maybe. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Har ni hört historien om en vanlig man? Han hade arbetat länge som försäkringsman. På kvällen kom han hem till sina barn och sin fru. De hade radhus på Snövägen 7. Det var en hygglig karl på många sätt och vis. Och på natten när klockan var en kvart över 2 smög han över till grannens och ringde på. När grannen tveksamt hade öppnat sin dörr fick han höra något som han aldrig hört förr. För då lät det, ja då lät det som så här. Jag är son av Ayatollah. Jag är son av Ayatollah. Så 900 för jag är son av Ayatollah. Jag är son av Ayatollah. Jag är son av Ayatollah. Så 900 för jag är son av Ayatollah.